listening to the Collective Brain Network.
I want to welcome all of you to the Lavender Lounge in the Collective Brain Auditorium. I'll be your master of ceremonies this evening, MC Lavender himself. Thank you, thank you. Got a special show for you tonight. The Collective Brain podcast is here.
Yay.
Yeah. And we'll be recording to use parts of tonight's show as intros for their podcasts in the upcoming season. So here's the deal. We're going to need some audience participation. At the end of each comedian's routine, they're going to end by saying, "Live, it's the Collective Brain Podcast." So that's when I want everyone in the place to go wild. I said go wild. All right, so let's practice. Live, it's the Collective Brain Podcast! All right, that was great, guys. Okay, so let's have one more round of drinks for everybody. This one's on the Collective Brain. Thanks, guys. And we've got a great lineup of comedians tonight, so let's get started. First up, a young up-and-comer called Jay Brillo. Let's give him a hand.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out on such a cold, rainy day. You know, there were so many rain clouds today, I couldn't see the dark cloud hanging over NBC. So Toyota announced that they're introducing a new version of the popular Prius. Yes, they say this will be a smaller, less powerful version. Thank Vishnu for that. That's why I didn't buy the original Prius. I was intimidated by all the power.
Yeah.
And with this new version, you'll be able to do all 18 holes without recharging. Right, so Johnson & Johnson's recalling some batches of the over-the-counter Tylenol. Apparently, some of the Tylenol was made with a chemical that was making people sick. Remember those 4 out of 5 doctors that recommend Tylenol? Turned out the 5th guy was right, not recommending it. Always go with the 5th. I'm going to look into those 4 out of 5 moms that recommend Trident, too. So the French health ministry issued a warning to watch out for heroin that's been contaminated with anthrax. What's the world coming to when you can't trust a drug dealer to sell you a clean bag of heroin? Only buy from a registered heroin dealer. Oh, and finally, some sad news. The founder of Taco Bell's passed away at the age of 86. His body was cremated, covered in melted cheese, and smothered in red-hot chipotle sauce. Yeah, and I understand the funeral only cost 99 cents. Oh, that's bad. But on the flip side, live, it's the Collective Brain Podcast. When it's time for change.
Great! Thanks, Jay. Watch for his PBS special this fall. All right, our next number gets a little crude. So if you're a sensitive type, you just may want to take the next few minutes to go visit your mama. All right, here is, just back from Amsterdam, Andrew Adobe.
Hey, all right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Please, sit down. All right. Yeah. No, really, sit down. Sit down. Okay, good. Are you deaf? All right. Hey, welcome to the show. Hey, just had a few questions. It's kind of a QA I want to do with you folks out there. I got some questions, and, you know, you might know the answer, you might not, but I may not wait for the answer. So if you, you know, if you don't know it, just shut up. Don't say nothing. All right? Great.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you. Hey. You go wait in the truck. All right. First question is, what is 200 feet long and has no pubic hair? You don't know, do you? It's the front row at a One Direction concert.
Whoa, hey!
They're all... Never mind. Okay. Hey, how do you get a nun pregnant? Y'all know it. No. Hey, you dress her up as an altar boy.
Oh!
Like boys. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when do you kick a midget in his balls?
On Halloween!
No, not on Halloween. When he's standing next to your girlfriend saying, her hair show smells nice.
Oh.
I still do.
You say it.
Hey, what do you call an anorexic chick with a yeast infection? You don't call it for dinner. Oh, that's not it. That's not it. You call her a quarter pounder with cheese. Oh, that's close. Cheese, you know what I'm saying? Here's one for you.
I'm anorexic. Not funny.
Yeah, well, get over yourself. Go have a quarter pounder and shut the hell up. Hey. Yeah. Go ask for your money back. Hey, here's a good one for you. Why can't you hear a psychiatrist when they're using the bathroom?
Oh, no.
Because the pee is silent.
Oh!
Let's see what I did there. That's great. That was a good one. You really had to think about that one. All right, if you have a donkey and I had a chicken, and if your donkey ate my chicken, what would you have?
Oh, no.
3 feet of cock in your ass.
Oh!
Ooh, because a cock is that rooster, you see? In the air. Yeah, okay. What kind of bees produce milk there? Boobies! See right there. What's the leading cause of and death with lesbians? Kind of like cats, you know. Was strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
Yeah.
The back of my hand.
Oh.
Hey, did you hear about the Chinese couple who had a retarded baby? They named him Song Ting Wong. This one I'm not sure about. I'm going to roll with it. See what y'all think. What do you call a nun in a wheelchair?
Herbie!
Virgin Mobile. Oh, I'm going straight to hell. Straight, no stops.
Please, Paul!
Hey, what do you call a black guy that flies a plane? Harry, you should know this.
A pilot, you racist! Bastard!
And one more before we gotta get out of here. You've been such a great audience. Not really, but... You know, work. All right, hey, what did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob?
What?
If we don't get some support here, people will think we're nuts.
Oh!
Hey, thank you. And live from the Collective Brain Studios, it is the Collective Brain.
That was great and crude. Okay, next up is Harry D telling us how stupid we are. Come on out and learn us, Harry.
Hey, gang, good to see ya. Good to see ya. That's right. It's Harry D in the house. I'm going to teach you all about how stupid we are. That's right. We are a stupid society. And if you don't think so, then some things just drive me crazy. And I'm only going to start on a few with you guys because it'll drive me batty. I mean, why do we have hot water heaters in our home when you don't have to heat hot water? It's dopey. Why do, when you bounce a check, why does the bank charge you more of what you know you don't have any of? It's crazy. I'm telling you, we are nuts. That's why the flying saucers don't land on the. That's why the flying saucers don't land here. It's because they know we're all stupid. Well, that and probably we'll just Probably take them out, get them drunk, beat the shit out of them, and then steal their keys and go fly the flying saucer every day. But anyway, I digress. I mean, even like our language is really, really dopey. More along the lines of like, you know, why do we park in a driveway but drive in a parkway? And a cargo goes by ship, but a shipment goes by truck. Why do you have a pair of panties but only one bra, ladies? Can't figure. I mean, they try. People are trying to just stupid us down, like the government, like trying to sell us peacekeeping missiles. What the hell's that about? How about Christian militias? Hello? It's dopey. But anyway, I mean, even like manufacturers will bring stuff to us. It's like, you know, I looked on the back of my smoke detector. It has a guarantee. Why? If it doesn't work, what's left? I mean, come on. I mean, I kind of guesstimate that probably 1 in 4 people are critically stupid in this country. That's 25%. So why are we that upset about 10% unemployment? I'm more concerned with the 15% that have jobs. Ugh. I mean, the stupidity in this country really just drives me batty. What we should do is assign everybody a gun. And not like a bullet gun, but one of those old sticky guns. You know, it's got a little sticky suction cup thing, like a dart. And what you do is you drive down the road, you see people driving stupid. You shoot that, and then they hit their car. You keep shooting, you hit their car. You know, other people shoot the car because they're driving stupid. Pretty soon, they got a whole collection of darts. Cop pulls them over, gives them a ticket for being an asshole. That's what I think. Yeah, speaking of assholes, live from the studio, it's the Collective Brain!
Alcohol and an education. We're definitely in Missouri. All right. Next, we have an act that's appeared on both cable networks, Oxygen and Lifetime. Let's hear it for Dr. Dismal.
All right, look, I'm not really in the mood for an audience tonight. Well, that's not funny. But anyway, I'm here to discuss the common cold. Whatever. The common cold is known as nasopharyngitis, rhinopharyngitis, acute coryza, head cold, or simply a cold. All right, let me remind you that this isn't funny stuff. All right, it's a viral infectious disease of the upper respiratory tract, which primarily affects the nose. If your nose felt like mine, you wouldn't be laughing at me. Okay. Symptoms include coughing, sore throat, runny nose, sneezing, and fever, which usually resolve in 7 to 10 days. I'm on day 4, so I hope this is the peak of it. Laugh it up, fuzzballs. Do you want this cold? Come on up. I'll give it to you. All right, that's enough. All right, so they claim there's no cure for the common cold, but the best thing you guys can do is sit back and listen to this. Live, it's the Collective Brain Podcast.
We glad that's over? I said, are we glad that's over? All right, let's bring out Jimmy Gaff. He'll make you laugh.
Hey, everybody. How's it going tonight? Great to be here back at the Collective Brain Auditorium. Yeah, you guys sound like a lively bunch. Thanks for coming out. I was having a rough night. I'm moving a little slow tonight. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner. Whew. Have you guys tried the Hot Pocket?
Yeah. No.
You haven't? Good to see I'm on. Good to see I'm not the only white trash in here. yeah. You know, I was looking at a box of Hot Pockets, and it's like, warning, you just bought Hot Pockets. Hope you're not drunk or heading home to your trailer, you hillbilly. You know, you never really see that on the menu when you go out for dinner. You know, it's like, let me see here. I'm gonna have the Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. Yeah, and tonight's special is We have a sea bass, which is broiled, and we have a hot pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave. It comes with a side of Pepto. Yeah, I know, it's rough. You know, they also have the vegetarian hot pocket for those of us that don't want to eat meat but still would like diarrhea. Should come with a separate roll of toilet paper, you know what I mean?
Diarrhea pocket.
You know, and then there's a lean pocket. And I don't even want to know what's in there. I mean, imagine the directions. Take out of box. Place directly in toilet.
Flush pocket.
And recently, they introduced the breakfast hot pocket. Finally. Jeez. I mean, I can't think of a better way to start my day. Can you guys? Well, good morning. You're about to call in sick. I saw a commercial for chicken pot pie hot pocket. Now they're just messing with us. I mean, have you tried the hot pocket? It's a hot pocket filled with a hot pocket. Tastes just like a hot pocket.
Hot pocket.
You know, you can have a hot pocket for breakfast, a hot pocket for lunch, and be dead by dinner. I'm gonna go stick my head in the microwave. Forget it. And live from the JC, it's the Collective Brain Podcast.
Like we haven't heard those before. Thanks anyway, Jimmy. So what's summer without sports? Let's hear about baseball from VCR repairman turned comedian, Kerry Harold.
Ah, ladies and gentlemen, spring is here. You know what that means. Baseball in St. Louis. And well, we have something new here for all the fans. Ballpark Village. It's built on top of the old hollow ground of Busch Stadium. It's kind of a final middle finger to all of our wonderful memories that were there. I gotta tell you, world, we're now the baseball city. No, scratch that, the baseball mecca. I mean, finally, a place where you can go before, during, and after a game to see and hear St. Louis's bros and bitches get even more tanked. But they forgot just one thing. A vomitorium to release and start all over again. I think the next big thing for us is a surrounding baseball township. You will, of course, need a ballpark township ID and pay ballpark township taxes. But once you get into your residence, you are in for life. Because you get a ballpark funeral plot. And now even Anheuser wants to turn opening day into a national holiday. And why not? Heck, let's get an opening week or even month. They could incorporate it with Easter and have a dressed-up Jesus come out and turn all that delicious Budweiser into wine. The promotions would be endless. And live from the Collective Brain Baseball Headquarters, it's the Collective Brain.
Thanks, Kerry. That was a real home run. I hear practice makes perfect, so let's give Jay Brillo a little more practice. Jay, come on out for one more round of What Makes You So Great.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a busy day for me today.
Well, how'd I spend my day? I spent the afternoon at Universal Studios Amusement Park, enjoying their brand new ride, the Tunnel of Litigation. Yeah. Well, of course there are other entertainment stories in the news. Some people who have gone to see Avatar say it's caused them to have headaches, dizziness, nausea, and blurry eyesight. Yeah. Meanwhile, James Cameron says it's caused him to have $1 billion. Okay, let's see, there's an interesting local story. There's a new $65 tour called the LA Gang Tour is being offered in Los Angeles, and it takes tourists through LA's most dangerous neighborhoods. The Gang Tour is also known by its other name, a cab ride from the airport.
Yeah, you think that one's funny. And now, a bit of sad news. Earlier this week, the founder of Taco Bell passed away at the age of 86. His tombstone's gonna read, "Father, Husband, and Inventor of Diarrhea." And that reminds me that the label on the new Pepto-Bismol bottle reads, "Live, it's the Collective Brain Podcast!"
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight. Let's give one more round of applause for the Collective Brain Podcast! Yeah, good job, guys, all of you! All right, and make sure you tune in to Season 7 of their show coming in February. And remember, be careful on your way home. We want your business back here next week. All right. Good night.
This has been a Metal XOR production.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass!